G-89, 10 Downing Street, London, England. With most of the world's attention focused squarely on Buenos Aires, only a few political and economic correspondents were present in front of 10 Downing Street to film their reports in reaction to some recent budgetary announcements from the British government. These announcements, sure to be as unpopular as any others with negative consequences for the majority of citizens usually were, had been timed quite deliberately to come out when a much bigger story was dominating the news cycle. The paltry turnout of reporters, quite clearly, was testament to the success of this time-tested strategy of finding good days to bury bad news. The only American reporter present, there on behalf of Blitz News, didn't even pretend to care about domestic British economics, and had instead been sent to use the famous backdrop as a means of amplifying the criticism he made of former Prime Minister William Godfrey. None of what was announced today was any real surprise, with John Cole only sticking to his party's pre-election manifesto pledges, the man said, as deep as he would get into any of that. We all know that the real story of today is the question of just what kind of secrets are being kept from the citizens of this fine country and every other by the man who used to live in the building behind me. There wasn't a lot of tact, of subtlety in this segue, but viewers of Blitz News weren't exactly accustomed to such things. Chairman Godfrey endured countless embarrassing moments during his time as Prime Minister, not least when anti-austerity protesters splattered him in red paint and decorated this very street in a similar manner, just days before he desperately attached himself to Dan McCarthy's push for disclosure in a shameless bid to distract from his own unprecedented unpopularity. Despite the fact that the entire IDA leak turned out to be a hoax that Godfrey and McCarthy sold to the world, unwittingly or not, both men stand today in Buenos Aires ready to be recognized as leading figures in the field of contact with an alien race whose motives remain unclear. The building behind me is empty, at least of its most high-profile resident in the shape of Prime Minister Cole, but citizens of countless countries are waking up today with a feeling that their own seats of political power might as well be just as empty as this one. Such is the strength of their feelings of being ignored by their contact-obsessed leaders. On a day when most of the corporate media will serve as little more than an Emma McCarthy-influenced propaganda arm of the undemocratic ICA, stay tuned to Blitz News for all the latest stories from all the realist angles. From London, England, I'm Jax Marshall.